Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Don't be yawning on the other side of the glass, Chris. I need energy. It's 2 o'clock.
Oh, God. Is he not recovered from Tuesday night?
Now, we'll get an update on his health status at the moment, coming off a drinking night on a Tuesday night. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. It's the Sheeman and Shepherd Show. 4 hours of fun, facts, energy,
frivolity,
that all of the above. That's
sex,
what we're going to
sex, drugs, rock and
excuse
roll.
Excuse me? What? Well, maybe not the sex or the drugs. Rock and roll, sure. We'll have plenty of that. All that coming up on a hump day Wednesday. Getting you through another just beautiful week. A little warmer today, but still just gorgeous.
I opened all the windows this morning, be it for only an hour and a half, but nevertheless, air the place out. After having to be able to do that for a while, it was 69 degrees when I got up this morning.
Wow, very that's chilly.
90 now, but still.
I need a parka.
Humidity. Oh, God. Lord. It's the humidity's, what, like 53%, which is fantastic.
No, it's nice. It's nice. If you want to jump on the show today, it's 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. We'll do all that. It's Wednesday. It's been such a busy week. We haven't gotten to our stinkers or
stunners
from Monday. We're going to do that today. I got another college football quiz.
Oh, that's a great one.
You say they always are, and usually they are.
They are.
Usually they are.
This is a nice one.
So we'll do all that as the show continues.
We're also going to do what you need to know, nuggets for week three. We're going to do that every Wednesday.
Can you believe it's week three already tomorrow?
Fantastic.
Oh, can't wait.
On Friday, what Chris's demeanor is going to be if Miami is 0-3 to start the season.
Well, you don't make the playoffs at 0-3.
You don't make the playoffs at 0-2, Craig.
Right.
Yes,
well,
you do.
Some do.
11% do.
Oh, that's not zero.
The Dolphins are not that 11%.
Correct.
They're the other 89%.
And you want to tank for Trevor already? We established that.
I did not.
Makes no sense.
Yes,
whatsoever.
I agree with my partner. You did. You read between the lines. He's not going to your Dolphins. He's going to Greeny's Jets.
Tua hasn't even taken a snap yet. We're already tanking for Trevor.
Pete has him going to every team. Yeah.
It's
the Jets this week. We'll see who loses next week the worst.
Well, it started with Jacksonville, and that's out.
Yeah.
So it's a tie. No, it's not a tie. The Jets are clearly in the lead.
Yes.
The Giants are coming up in the outside, though.
All right.
Doing a horse race.
We want to start the show, actually, with a bit of a somber note.
Yeah.
One of our favorites of all time. Gale Sayers passing away today at the age of 77, the great Hall of Famer from the Chicago Bears. That guy, when he talks about Brian Piccolo, if you saw the movie Brian's Song, he still tears up.
Oh, I remember. There's no question about it. If he were able to come on the show, obviously he's passed. But he doesn't like talking about the movie unless he... You know, he was on it on Monday Night Football. I remember back in the day, I think he was playing they were playing your Lions on Monday night. And I believe he was on it at halftime, and most of his speech was about Brian. Brian was born in Pittsfield, Mass., by the way.
Yeah.
And then
the harbor!
No, Pittsfield, Mass. is not by the harbor.
It's
trust
in Mass.
Me, way out in Western Mass.
Okay.
But Brian graduated what would now be, in Fort Lauderdale, St. Thomas Aquinas, which is a great football power. He honored, he didn't like talking about him. Like if you saw him at Super Bowl stuff or whatever, he didn't like talking about the movie per se.
Yeah,
but he was a little past my time. I know Green was talking about it. We're the same age. We're all the same age, 53, 52, whatever. I was 3 or 4 years old when he retired. But every highlight I've ever seen, not just from Brian's Song, but throughout my life, and from my dad talking to me about it, and my dad used to say he described him as a gazelle. He said he was so graceful, like a gazelle, and that's how he looked. And I can tell you this, for me personally, and I've said this since I was like 16 years old, and obviously there's been a lot more running backs around, but even in my media career the last 30-plus years, if I had to start, if I had to pick one running back ever, everybody in their prime,
right,
for my football team, just one in their prime, I would pick him. I'd probably pick Walter Payton second. Well, but I would pick Gale Sayers first.
He had those swivel hips. There's no doubt about it. Now, I want to conduct just a really quick experiment.
Sure.
Okay? Chris, I know you've never seen Gale Sayers. Pete and I have only really seen highlights of him. I want you to type in Google Gale Sayers stats, just real quick. This is regarded as one of the greatest running backs of all time. Hall of Famer. No doubt about it.
34 years old, youngest player ever to be elected into the Hall of Fame.
I know he only played 7 seasons.
Yeah.
Well, really only 5.
Really
the last
was.
2, he only five, carried about 15 times a year.
Yep.
So he has 5 years. Now, keep in mind, this is before the passing era. This is when the running game was the focus of the NFL.
And he could catch out of the backfield, too. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
He was one of the few guys back then that was
catching.
What
I'm trying to get Chris to do here is look at how minuscule the stats really were. For one of the greatest players of all time. Of his 5 good years, he only had 2 1,000-yard seasons, and one of them was barely, and the other one was 1,200.
Yeah.
But he also averaged 5 yards a carry.
Yes, he did.
Which is phenomenal. And he finished with almost 5,000 yards rushing and 39 touchdowns.
I will
on the
think,
ground.
And I am not going to sit here and say he does not belong in the Hall of Fame, but I think if there was ever a time that a guy was put into the Hall of Fame for his potential as much as what he did, it's him. And I don't think you should really do that. And I'm willing to make an exception for Gale Sayers.
Well,
I'm not big on projecting what a guy would have done if he didn't get hurt. But I think that happened a little bit with Gale
Sayers.
And
the problem is it didn't have the medical technology that we have today.
Oh, they could have had him sewn back up and play another 5
easily.
Years.
And let's not forget what Gale did on special teams. He was like, what's his name for the Bears back in that? I mean, Hester. He was like that. I mean, feared as a special team guy. He averaged more than 30 yards per kickoff return, couple touchdowns. He averaged almost 15 yards on punt returns. I mean, he was an awesome special teams player as well.
And just a great guy on top of all of that.
Absolutely. And, back then, in fact, now with all the, Black Lives Matter and everything that's going on over here in social, I mean, you think about back then in the late 60s.
Yeah.
And they were the first black and white teammates to room together on the road.
He and Brian Piccolo,
Brian Piccolo. And they were best of friends.
Yeah.
Their families were best of friends. Their wives were best of friends.
Families are still close.
Yes, they are.
So anyway, wanted to throw that out there. That was big news here today.
And if you've never seen Brian's song, I highly recommend it. The first one. The original with Billy Dee Williams and James Caan.
Yeah.
The rest of it, the other ones, the other two remakes aren't, I forget. There were 2 remakes, and I didn't like either one of them. Mm-hmm. But that was the first made-for-TV movie that then went to the theater.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
Yeah.
It
was like, 76, I think, 77 around there when it happened. That's where I first saw it, and I was like 9 years old. And you're 9 years old, like, who's dying of cancer? I mean, it's tough to see the way the story played. But I can only watch it until they say Brian gets sick, and then I can't watch the rest. I've seen it I just bawl like a baby.
It's tough.
Can't do it. But the first hour or so is still, I mean, if you've never seen it, you got to watch the whole thing. But the first hour and 15 minutes, not only is it great to see the friendship develop, there's a lot of humor. The George Halas situation and him being a rookie, and it was a little different back then. And Gale was very shy.
Yeah.
Very shy guy. Brian wasn't. Brian was very, boisterous, outgoing Southern Italian guy. It was funny. James Caan played him to a T. Looked just like him, too, in the movie, the way they pointed it out. But
actually, I would like to hear. Now, we have an audience range of very young people and elderly people down here in Florida. I would say if you are over the ages, if you're at like 60 and you saw him play, I'd love to hear from you today. Because I only have seen highlights of Gale Sayers. I was a baby at the end of his career. And so I missed that at 239-337 ESPN. So that is our backdrop. Some other NFL news to get to. And actually, an amazing NBA game last night. We'll get to that. Stanley Cup final continues tonight.
Was it amazing?
Well, no, it was amazing. And I'll tell you why it was amazing when we come back.
Amazing for me because the over hit and I split. So,
well, that's what's most important, I guess.
Yes.
Time for a Sports Center rundown first.
Somebody get him some toothpicks for his eyelids.
Yeah, we'll get an update on Chris. Here's Chris. Let's get this over with. That's where you press the button and go.
Hold on.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, God. It's not a good day.
This is unbelievable.
Not off to a rousing start.
He's so hungover. I can tell.
And I told you to go with the Nuggets last night. You just don't listen to me.
I told you.
Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey was placed on IR today with an ankle injury. He's eligible to return in week 6 when the Panthers take on the Bears. You did that story. Chargers team doctor accidentally punctured quarterback Tyrod Taylor's lung moment before last Sunday's game against the Chiefs. Taylor's expected to be sidelined for a few weeks. And tonight, game 4, Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics Heat hold a 2-1 series lead. We got coverage starting at 8.
Yeah, that was something.
I once had a pulled muscle in my back. And I went into a doctor. I said, man, can you give me a cortisone shot to just let this thing ease up so I can get on with my life? And they said, no. It was right below my shoulder blade, right in the middle of the back. They said, no, we run a risk of puncturing your lung. So apparently that's a thing. Anytime you inject, and I guess Tyrod Taylor had a sore rib cage, and they were going to shoot him up before the game so he could play.
Well, maybe that's why they didn't.
But they stuck a lung.
Remember 3 years ago when you had to carry me out of here?
Yeah.
That time?
Yeah.
So they were going to give me some sort of a shot. Then they didn't do it. I forget why. They gave me pills instead, which were anti-inflammatory. And after a day and a half, I was almost back to normal. But
yeah.
I wonder if that was the reason why. But is he going to sue? Is this doctor going to get fired? I mean, you can kill a punctured lung is a serious, serious issue.
I think.
Deshaun Watson had one last year, right?
Yeah, but not from his doctor.
That was from getting hit by a defensive lineman.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've seen, like, Phil.
Couldn't fly because of the air pressure.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And Chris Sims, he had to have his spleen out.
I think this is one of those deals where it's high risk, high reward. I think there's more than a 1% chance of you having a punctured lung. I think it was just a mistake. I don't think anybody get fired for it. I don't think there was any malfeasance here or any.
It's an accident. But I mean, the injection that Taylor received, I guess, is not entirely uncommon, but it carries a risk because a doctor injects without seeing where the needle is going.
Yeah.
Still,
how long
is
this needle? And how close are our lungs to our actual rib cage?
It says it's rare that a player suffers a punctured lung from the injection. I wonder, maybe when he got stuck with the needle or pricked in the back, did he jerk? And I don't know.
Remain calm. Do not move, Tyrod.
Again, he had 2 cracked ribs after in the game against the Bengals in week 1, but he didn't have an MRI on the injury until later that week. What I want to know is why. Why did they wait so long to have an MRI?
I would think if you're your starting quarterback, quote unquote, I would take those precautions and take those pictures. So,
Seems all right.
So those are the 2 big stories between Gale Sayers and Tyrod Taylor.
Does anybody think he's playing on Sunday after recuperating from a punctured lung?
No,
I don't think so.
No. Plus, well, how long was Deshaun Watson out? I know he was busing to games instead of flying, but he was still playing.
I don't know.
Just a teeny hole, but I guess a teeny hole in a balloon and the air is going to come out. I mean, are our lungs the same way? I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
He was going to take pain-killing injection for the rib injury Sunday, but after the Chargers doctor punctured his lung, he wound up in the hospital, and he was treated for the injury, and he struggled. He couldn't breathe.
Oh, it's incredible. Well, at least we know.
Doctors have said to not play indefinitely.
All right, so he's not playing this week. And plus, you got Justin Herbert throwing for 300 yards last weekend, let's see what the kid can do again against, not the Chiefs.
So it kind of changes my position, though.
What is?
I said you can't go back to Tyrod Taylor now.
Now
there's part of me that says, yeah, you should probably let him go out there, get one more start, and then make it official going to Justin Herbert.
Yeah. But now you're awkward. Justin Herbert comes out this week. Who do they play
I know.
Who do the Chargers have this week? Is it a winnable game? I know. They're all winnable. Whatever.
Panthers.
Without Christian McCaffrey, who's on injured reserve now.
Should be a winnable
game. Home against the Panthers.
That's winnable.
Yep.
Then back-to-back road games against the Bucs and the Saints.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, that's a tough stretch right there.
You know what? Let him go up against the best, in the NFC. Let him see what he's got.
All
then
right.
A nice, easy stretch. Jets, Dolphins, Jags.
See, that's the Justin Herbert.
Well, you better hope the Dolphins are sort of back on track by that. Well, Tua will be playing by then full time. You don't know what they're going to be like. But that's
2-3-9.
I'm so upset about this right now. We got quarterbacks laughing about facial hair 48 hours before kickoff. Fitzy,
the hell are you doing, my man?
Dude, Fitzy's just, this is vacation for him.
He's just enjoying the ride.
He's just patting all retirement funds.
Hey, Coach Flo, thanks for letting me get a few more starts. Get him out of there!
We got a text here from 239. It says, how good is Tyrod anyway? Yes, a great backup for a few games. Time for the new guy. Don't get anything started, 239.
Well,
Pete and I almost threw down on this very argument about 2 months ago. I don't want to do it again.
Grand Poobah said, hey, Pete, lousy list, top guy cry movies. Oh, no Marley and me. We didn't even do a list.
We just mentioned
one movie. Yeah, there's a lot of movies I bought. Marley and Me, I saw once. I cannot watch that movie again either.
Gale Sayers died. We talked about Brian's song. It was a list of one. That's all we did today.
I think he means lousy list. Like, here's a lousy list. I think.
Does Grand Poobah want some list music? You can write them down.
But
don't give us a link where I have to sign in to see the list.
Don't give us links because we don't know if there's viruses attached to it or anything else. I'm not clicking on links.
I'm going to go easy on Grand Poobah. He's a regular contributor to the show. I got no, you know, fine.
Yeah, Armageddon, no absolutely. I still, at the end of that movie,
Armageddon. You guys kill me. Oh, goodness gracious. All right, now, let's get a quick update from Chris. Tuesday night's drinking night. I can tell because I've just known Chris for 3 years. I barely even spoke to you today. I can tell you're hungover, aren't you?
My,
a little bit. Moderately hungover.
My body is.
Yeah.
What happened? Something unexpected happened this morning that took you out of your recuperating time.
No.
Like you had to drop the kid off at school or something.
Well, I do that normally. Oh, okay. It was splash pad day at the daycare.
What does that mean?
I had to go back home and grab the swimsuit and the rash guard shirt and bring it back. But that was really the only wrench thrown in my day's plan today.
Imagine having been able to go splash pad day.
I never got that.
And I
would love to have that.
We couldn't because it's already snowing.
Back in my day, we put on some Capri-Tone and kind of get just protected over the shoulders and the face. And Mom would send us out the door and that was it.
Craig, back in my day, the Cummins and the DeChico family would run sprinklers and we'd run through them, rain or shine.
And we liked it. There was no rash guard. They didn't even invent rash guard for us back in our day.
And then we drank out of the hose. Sometimes it wasn't a hose. Put our mouth right up to the faucet.
Sometimes right out of the spigot on the side of the wall.
Right out of the spigot.
And we liked it.
I hope a bee wasn't shoved up there.
I was always afraid there was a bug in there. Or a mouse.
You ever have a bee go in your soda can back when you were a kid?
Yes.
And I had it happen once. And luckily, I didn't get stung.
To this day, I sip with the pursed lips just in case there's something floating around in a can of something.
That's not surprising.
Why is that?
Little pinky up, dainty.
All right. So anyway, you are obviously not Tuesday night drinking night with a wife. Not a lot of great sporting events.
And there was friction before the night started because we talked about that yesterday.
Well, the night before, Chris wanted to watch sports and he kind of showed his ass to his wife and said, sorry, this is how it is. It's football season, right? And she got a little bothered.
I was a little nicer than that.
I don't think you were.
I think I was.
Not in your play-by-play description after the fact. But all right. So how many did you drink? What are you not?
I don't know. Four or five, something like that.
Four or five bottles?
No, I was drinking vodka last night.
Okay.
I know I finished one bottle and got into the new bottle.
Ooh.
That was solid.
Well, you were going to go home and get some more because you were almost out.
I did.
Tito's or whatever.
I did. I think I got two more drinks out of that bottle, handle.
You know what I had last night, first time, just because I wanted a little bit of change? I had, right up your alley, Crown Royal Apple.
Ooh.
Lots of ice and a medium-sized glass and club soda. And it was really, 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 really good.
They're dangerous.
Really good.
They're fantastic.
Now, Pete, do you drink every night socially? Just
no, I might have. I mean, like last night I had one and a half. Yeah, I usually when I get home, I usually have one.
Yeah.
When I get home, tonight I'll have probably a couple more because the Celtics are around 8:30, and
I'll be geared up for that.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. You know, I'm home watching sports. I play poker online almost every night.
Yeah,
and
Now, Chris, will you have a bit of the dog that bit you tonight? What's the old saying?
Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog.
No, I will not.
You say that now, and everybody always says that now.
But
6 hours from now, are you going to say that?
No, I will not drink tonight because tomorrow the Dolphins play, so I will be drinking for that. Then the weekend's here,
right?
And you know, what am I going to do? Not drink?
No, well. And I got to tell it's you like right now, your Dolphins are going to be 0-3. I am as sure as I'm sitting here.
Ugh.
I feel bad about it because I root for them.
I'm dreading tomorrow night. It's a lose-lose for the Miami Dolphins. If they win the game,
gosh,
Jacksonville, you come in here, there'll be something stupid that happens because the Dolphins are playing. If you lose, you're 0-3. I guess at that point it's a win because then you just let
the draft
Tua go.
You just...
Justin in the Cape says, Chris is the man, telling his wife to know her role and then coming to work hungover.
I didn't say that to my wife, and I did.
Stay in your lane.
I really tried to get through this morning without, I'm not Daddy Ball. What's his name?
LeVar?
LeVar. I'm not LeVar Ball.
Daddy Ball.
I tried to get through without the fast food, but... couldn't do it.
No, you like to stop over and get some greasy fast food to help you out.
I'm weak. Did a couple of cheeseburgers from the Golden Arches.
For breakfast or for lunch?
No, for lunch. Then followed it up with a McChicken and French fries.
You've had three sandwiches for lunch?
No, not the spicy McChicken. The day after drinking the spicy McChicken.
Because they got the $2 for $3 deal.
We don't.
So you've had three sandwiches for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
See, people say it's the beer or the alcohol that gives you the beer belly. I think it's the three sandwiches for lunch is
the
extreme.
It's the bread.
It's all the above.
It's the bread. You can get away with the not eating the bread, and it makes a big, big difference. Even if you
yeah, but three?
You can have six cheeseburgers from any of your fast food place without the bread, and all right, the sodium content might be a little bit high, but it's still, you think about the additional calories with all the buns.
I was considering going the kickin' chicken sandwich from Zaxby's, but the good old-fashioned cheeseburger from McDonald's, that's a go-to, man.
Yeah.
It's a go-to.
I haven't had one of those in years. Loved them as a kid and even once in a while as an adult. But
because it was a treat. It was special.
It was. Yeah. But even as an adult, every once in a while, you go get that double cheeseburger with fries. I mean, and it's probably been 10 years since I've had one of those.
Oh, and I go plain, too.
Hamburger? Cheeseburger?
Oh, I go cheeseburger, A plain cheeseburger, though.
Yeah. The one pickle and the swirl of ketchup, and that's it? Or you don't,
what, don't you like pickles? Who doesn't like pickles? You?
I'm okay with pickles. It's a new thing in my life. I started on the pickle train with Frickles. Fried pickles.
Those are good. Is
an easy way to get into the pickle world.
Where do you get a frickin' frickle?
A frickle?
Yeah.
Any sports bar.
They all have, and then you
get some nice zesty ranch to dip it into.
Yeah.
Mwah. Mm. Delicious.
All right. Well,
I could use some frickles right now, actually.
Is your mic on?
Did you turn your mic off?
No.
Yes, you did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I leaned on my mic.
Sorry. Dropping a butt Whopper from Burger King is the best hanging fruit of all. I cannot really disagree, and I like it just the way it is. And of course, you can get the $2 for $5 now, which is
it's fantastic. And if we're going to go down the Burger King route, equal opportunity here: the croissant sandwich, the sausage croissant sandwich, two of those,
and a Wendy's. You should went to Wendy's and got like a quadruple. That's what you should have done.
A Dave's triple.
Yeah, no,
I've never gone four patties. I've gone three patties. But my go-to is a Dave. My go-to is a Dave's double.
Yeah,
and I get everything on the Wendy's burger.
I'm going to tell you, in the late '70s, when Wendy's came on the scene, this is after growing up with McDonald's.
Where's the beef?
The square hamburger was so novel. This is before Where's the Beef. It's just like,
totally agree.
The burgers are square. It's like, well, this is unbelievable.
We had friends of ours that invested in Wendy's back in the day.
Oh, and, really?
That worked out.
Yeah, they worked out.
So they
out
do
very
it okay
well.
Now?
Yeah. Many, many, many years ago, this guy came to my father. It's weird how you remember things like 3 or 4 years old. It's like three conversations I remember. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I remember this gentleman coming. I won't say his name, but he owns almost every Burger King, or did, from Maine to Florida. I mean, everyone on the East Coast.
Wow.
And asked my dad. I remember this number succinctly. Yeah. It was like 1971. So they said, hey, Doc, do you want to get 15,000? How about like 15,000? Like, no one would talk business in front of, but it was a weird thing. We were at, and my dad said, no, I don't think so.
How many franchises would he have gotten for 15 grand back then?
Oh, he would have been.
Or was it just a stock deal?
It would have put him in for life, like a certain percentage, even if it was 20%.
Yeah.
Or 15%.
Oh. Oh, you hate to hear that.
Yep. So every time as a kid, after I remember that, and I always, you know, my dad's been gone 6 years now, but every time we went to Burger, I'd say, yep, that could have been.
Was it Burger King or Wendy's?
Burger King.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Could have been.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. And if he had done that, you wouldn't be here right now.
They've all got their pros and they've all got their cons.
Yeah.
All the fast food chains.
Yeah.
I can pull in anywhere and get something I like.
Yeah, usually.
Except Taco Bell. Not a lot of bad coming out of that kitchen.
Not my thing.
I've only had a couple of Taco Bells in my life. And I have one right around the corner from my house.
You're missing out. Mm-mm. The Doritos Locos Tacos are next level.
That's what I got. Because I've been wanting one for years. And I 6 months ago, I just told my wife, because we couldn't find anything in the house for dinner. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Let's just go over to Taco Bell and get one of those Dorito things. I've been wanting to try them. I was a little bit disappointed in it.
The chicken quesadilla, next level good.
Really?
Phenomenally good.
All right. Well, since we've just
and I go Chalupa.
Free advertising for every fast food place in Southwest Florida. Help a brother out by advertising on our show. All right, we still have to get to the NBA, Stanley Cup Final, all that stuff still on our plate here today. Don't forget, here in the middle of the month of September, actually, we're turning the corner, heading the other way. It's still baseball season. Teams are clinching, getting ready for the postseason. And that means you can bundle and save any three policies with a triple play with Damon Brist Farmers Insurance. That means you can bundle three policies like home, auto, and umbrella, or maybe home, auto, and boat. Let Damon Brist Farmers Insurance discount all three policies for you. Damon Brist Farmers Insurance, the first farmers agency in Southwest Florida, and he's still the fastest growing farmers agent in the country. His phone number, 239-202-2933. Call him up. Tell him Craig at ESPN demanded you call and save money. It's 239-202-2933. Damon Brist Farmers Insurance. I've switched my personal policies to Damon Brist Farmers Insurance. Have you switched yet?
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHAP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Rock Chalk texting in at McDonald's in Detroit. They have the Matthew Stafford special where you order it and you get a quarter pounder and fries and a Coke and they throw it over your head. Seminole Nation.
What happens is the recipient drops it.
You should drop it, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Seminole Nation
That's
says,
the DeAndre Swift.
The Swifty.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's named, the quarter pounder meal.
Seminole Nation says the best fast food fries, his number one Checkers, which I agree, because Checkers is also Rally's in some parts of the question.
I've never been to Checkers.
Some parts of the country, followed by McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. The old waffle fry there at Chick-fil-A. I like to dip that in the sauce. It's pretty good. It's good stuff. Yeah, we were talking about that because Chris is, per usual, on Wednesday hungover from Tuesday night drinking. It's a tradition like no other in his household. And those are some of his go-to foods. 239-337-ESPN is the phone number. Oh, I see Otis is dialing in. You know, Otis has been working hard
lately. Working very, very hard.
Yeah, so we'll get him out. He's doing a show with Chris on the B channel.
Yeah. You know, real quick about I'm sure we'll get into the Lakers and Nuggets a little bit, very little bit.
Yeah. Well,
do a preview of Celtics Miami tonight, which is going to be interesting. But the rumors are heating up about Billy Donovan, of course, at 6:01 goes to the Bulls last night as soon as we get off the air, which is interesting. I would have rather had him go to the Pelicans.
There's no talent with the Bulls.
Kobe White, bite your tongue.
Really?
Yeah, he's
a former North Carolina guard. I get it, but
Mike D'Antoni rumors are heating up about going to the 76ers. I don't know about that.
That's disastrous.
That's how I feel about it. I was wondering if it was just me, but that seems to me a disaster.
How does Ben Simmons fit in a Mike D'Antoni offense?
Run and shoot the three.
Don't
he can't do it.
He doesn't shoot.
And Joel Embiid doesn't hustle. Yeah. He ain't going to run. Oh, my God. You got to blow that whole thing up.
That's the latest big rumor heating up.
That is a disaster waiting to happen.
That's just wasting millions of dollars on a head coach because you're going to fire him and pay him off.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phones.
I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
It'd be interesting.
My man Otis is checking in. We've heard less from Otis. Otis has been working hard out there, man. He doesn't have time for us anymore. Otis, how are you?
What's up, Otis?
I'm doing well. A little worse for wear. got some more help, got some new guys going through that thing. Got some new guys every freaking day. I'm having dreams now. Hey, boss man, what do I do next? You know, this is what I've been hearing for the last 2 weeks. But it's good. They're real ambitious. They want to be somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I haven't kept up with the sports, but the last I saw the Lightning tie the 1-1.
Yep.
I've been getting off. So is it still 1-1?
Yeah, it's 1-1. Yep.
Yes. Yep. Game three is tonight.
Yeah. The Lightning jumped out to a 3-0 first period lead and held on for the 3-2 win.
Are we, what is that? Is that on NBC?
NBC
Sports?
Yes, yes. NBC Sports Network. Yep.
Oh, regular NBC? Or
no.
NBC Sports Network.
The small one.
Yep.
Okay. And what kind of football game we got tomorrow? I don't even know.
Miami going to Jacksonville. If they go 0-3, Chris probably won't be here on Friday.
I will be.
Who's? The Miami Dolphins in Jacksonville?
Yes, yeah. Thursday night football. Yes.
What is it, toilet bowl week?
You're a Jags fan, aren't you, Otis?
Well, yeah, I like the Jags. I mean, I like all three Florida teams.
Okay.
I like Tampa, mm-hmm. half of the Leafs. That's just because of the Glazers. But,
yeah.
You know, but I like to see the Jags. I like the old white trash Minshew guy with the beard.
Trailer Park Boy.
I mean, I don't imagine he is that, but he certainly dresses the part.
Well, Otis, the other Jaguars are playing, too, on Thursday night. South Alabama, they're hosting UAB. That's the Thursday night ESPN football game. So you got two Jaguar teams out there.
You're the only person in the room who knows that.
Facts.
Thank you.
But, you know, it's okay. Well, I appreciate you guys bringing me up to speed. I have no anecdotes. Chris, don't worry. I'm not going to take any shots at you.
I appreciate that, Otis.
Yeah, I've been a little grieved. I had a couple I wanted to throw at Craig, but his Lions suck so bad. I'm going to spare him.
You know? Thank you. I do appreciate. Hey, you know, yesterday, Otis, on yesterday's show, we had Mark Richt on, former Georgia coach, and I of course asked him about my ceiling is five scenario. He agreed with me, by the way, from last year. So.
Yeah. Oh, man, that is disturbing that you talked to Mark Richt.
He didn't finish the question. We promised we wouldn't interrupt him. I didn't, but he did. He only gave him half of the scenario. He forgot to leave out the other half, but that's okay. We had a good time.
You should have sandwiched Brett Craig on it just to see if he had the stones to follow through. You'd have a nice Jersey Mike sandwich there.
That would have been nice.
Hey, Otis, Maryland Mike is texting us, says he needs a roofer because the one needs to be replaced. He wants to know if he can get a free.
Otis isn't a roofer?
He should call, tell him he should call Roman. Those are the only boys I would use.
Okay.
Locally.
Oh, there you go.
My son's out of Point of Quarter, but I won't give you their number. I would use him, but around here, I would use those guys.
All right.
Guys took care of.
Otis. Hang in there. Stay hydrated. In fact, Memphis Tom texting in. Someone get Otis a bottle of water. Yeah, you got to stay hydrated out there. But
that's the key for me, too, guys. Stay hydrated. If you're working outside or if you're in a 68-degree studio hungover.
Before the show today?
No.
Why?
68-degree studio, my ass. It's 48.
I have three layers on today. I have three. Two
you're
of which are long mind. Sleeve layers.
Yeah.
You got an Alabama hoodie on.
He's had an Alabama hoodie all week. That's
you're
the outer
your
layer to keep it warm.
Green, puke green.
It's game week, guys.
Your Exorcist sweatshirt.
My Exorcist.
Yeah, it's that puke pea green stuff that she spits
out. It matches
out.
My eyes. I actually like this color.
Matches my communist green?
Well, my eyes are green. What can I say?
They're a lovely shade.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man.
All right, so one note about the NBA last night. It was one of those nights where I like, I don't want to watch this. The Lakers and the Nuggets. The Nuggets were up 20, just giving the Lakers the business. And then in typical NBA fashion in the fourth quarter, it went from 20 to 4 with 2 minutes to go. Mm. I will give the Nuggets some credit for stopping the bleeding and getting the win and making it 2-1. Again, if it wasn't for Anthony Davis' three-pointer the other night, they'd be up 2-1. But can I point out one thing?
Mm.
Anthony Davis in that game last night
of course.
Had two more rebounds than I did.
Yeah.
Two!
He's the biggest, strongest guy on the floor, and he had zero for halfway through the fourth quarter.
That's what I mean. They came late. They came really. That cannot happen. LeBron gets a triple double in a losing effort. But an interesting stat from that game is that the Nuggets outscored the Lakers 48-39 in open shots. They shot 72% last night when they were left open. Highest mark the Lakers have allowed this postseason.
Wow.
But look, I think a lot of people said the Lakers in five. But I just they're lucky they won. I mean, they could have been
it's
down
one bucket
2-1.
Away from being 2-1 the other way.
I don't know. Maybe their attitude is different if they don't win that game.
Guys, the Nuggets are winning this series. I don't know if you've watched the last two games. Nuggets are the better basketball team.
Well, yeah, you know what the Lakers' problem is, and this is no secret. They've got the two best players on the floor. And unless they have both together have dominating games, they need that third piece. Now, Rajon Rondo was pretty good mm-hmm. last night. I think he was the only one that was really good for the Lakers last night. It was playoff Rajon yesterday.
Yeah, since he's been back, he has been terrific. And they're lucky that he's been back. He's such a unique, always has been. He's one of the, if not the best offensive rebounding guard I've seen. He's right up there in the top five of all time.
Yeah.
He's just a unique player.
He had like three steals in a row. Now, one of them was a non-call foul where he mugged Jamal Murray, and they didn't call it. I couldn't believe it. But, But the Lakers are always missing that third guy. And
you mean it's not Alex Caruso?
I'm sorry. I laugh every time I watch him play.
It's supposed to be Kuzma, but
the bald eagle.
It should be Kuzma. And the problem is it's not.
It's not.
And Caruso, God, he threw one behind the backboard last night. He looks like me out there if I were to shave
played
my head.
24 minutes, 2 points. I did have three assists, one rebound, but yeah.
He's shorter than you.
Is he? I don't know. What is he? He can't be that short.
He can't be 6 feet. He's not 6'4".
Let's look it up. Oh, no, he's not 6'4". I'm only 6'2" and change.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was your third leading scorer last night with 12 points.
He's another one. Some nights he'll give you 14, another night he'll give you a one.
Yeah, he's done that, actually.
Fact.
Back-to-back nights.
Yeah.
I think it was game one of the last series against the... Who did they beat last series? The Rockets. Yeah. The Rockets.
Chris, by the breaking news. Alex Caruso is 6'5", according to Wikipedia. So he's taller than me.
I don't believe that.
He doesn't look it, but he is.
I don't believe that. What site was that?
Wikipedia.
Unreliable.
Let me. I'm looking at. I'm
are you going NBA.com on me here?
Another unreliable source.
Are we getting a second source?
Basketball players lie about their height all the time.
He is 6'5", 186.
How are you only 186?
He's a professional athlete.
Well, wait a second. Like Manute Bol wasn't 200. I mean, those guys. Taco Fall, I bet, is barely 200 pounds of that, and he's the size of a house.
Taco Fall has to be over 200. No, he's got to be pushing 200. 270.
Oh, no way.
He's 7'6", right? Or 7'5"?
Yeah, but those guys don't put on a lot of meat. That was the big thing. I'll tell you right now.
Let's look it up.
He is, it's coming up. Processing.
7'5", 311.
He's a 300-pounder?
Yes.
Yeah. I was a little off
on that. Yeah, you're way off on that.
He's 7'5". That's just...
But you see a lot of string beans
like
that.
Hold on,
like
he's only
that.
A foot taller than Caruso, and he outweighs him by 130 pounds.
But what was the big thing on him this year with the Celtics? They said, put some meat on, you know?
He can't... 300's a lot. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
He's about where he needs to be.
And my only thing on the Celtics, and I think they figured out, they finally figured out that playing that 3-2 zone and figured it out well. And I for Brad Stevens, finally out-coached Spoelstra that game, I think the Celtics are going to be tough. They should be up 3-0. Everybody knows it. And I think they're going to be, I'll still stick with my 7 games, but it's not going to shock me if the Celtics go on and not lose.
Did you just say they should be up 3-0?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, come on.
You got killed by double figures twice.
Ignore the parts where they stop playing. You can't do that. They play 48 minutes of basketball. You have to take 48 minutes of basketball. They should be up 3. You don't even believe that.
I finally got them.
You don't even believe that.
I finally got them.
It's one of those statements that just doesn't even make sense. I did a double take. Wait, did he just say that? Hold on 1 second. No, shake it. Get the earwax out of the ears. What the hell are you talking about?
What are you
talking
about?
You know how you always get me with some of your stupid Patriot comments?
Good grief, but those are rooted in facts.
No, Craig, no, they're not rooted in facts. I can certainly make a case it should be up 3-0.
All right, but
I'm interested to see, again, I think another
bad hand motion on me.
Break it. Hold on. Break is when we do this. Phone call is this.
No, he's got the shake.
The sports center. No, that is the middle
finger. He's got the shake. So
I was meaning to show you that I flipped it on Pete, but I used the wrong hand motion.
All right, we'll get back to all this.
We will not get back to the Celtics should be up 3-0 in this series.
We got 3 more hours. We're going to preview that game.
I stand by my prediction. Celtics in 7. I think every game's going to be a barn burner.
And I stand by my prediction of Heat in 4.
For what?
At least the Heat played 4 quarters. Where was I? Oh, good Lord. We got Buccaneers football here on 99.3 ESPN.
See his face when I said that. You couldn't see me. I winked at you through my glasses. You didn't see me.
It was a delay. It was like his brain finally heard it. It was like, wait a minute. What did he just say? Buccaneer football back in action Sunday afternoon. It's the late game traveling to Denver to take on the 0-2 Broncos. Coverage starts at 3:30, kickoff at 4:25. The Buccaneers brought to you part by My Shower Door. Want to see more? And by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Let's start it off with some NBA. The Nuggets almost blew a 20-point lead last night to the Lakers, but they didn't. They hang on. Now trail the series 2-1. Here's TNT with a final call.
Caruso will get the final basket, and that'll take us to the finish line. And Denver with a hard-fought 8-point win in Game 3. Nikola Jokic, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. Jamal Murray, 28 points, 12 assists, comes 2 rebounds shy of a triple-double. And, fellas, we got ourselves a series now. It's 2-1 Lakers.
That Jokic is not afraid to put up a shot no matter where he's at, no matter what, if he's off balance. And he makes most of them. He's incredible. Here's Jamal Murray. The Nuggets should be up 2-1 in this series.
You definitely learn more about your opponent and what they're trying to look for, tendencies and all that. But like I said, we had game two. I thought we played great in game two, and we just had, like I said, a couple of breakdowns that really hurt us. And we feel like we should be up 2-1 right now, to be honest. But we're just going to move on to game four. And we know in the Clipper series we dropped, I think it was game three. Like I said, just taking care of the stuff that we can control. One of the turnovers, whether it's communication, switches, rebounding, the areas that we should control. We got to do that if we want to win. So if we're consistent in our play, like we touched on earlier, we can win a lot of games and put a lot of pressure on other teams.
Would have been interesting if the Lakers, because they had either 2 or 3 straight possessions where they're down by 2 after the comeback, and they had a chance they missed all 3.
Plenty of time left.
Yeah, plenty of time left, and they missed all 3 shots, and Denver responded.
Here's Anthony Davis. The Nuggets pushed them around for 3 quarters.
First 3 quarters, they're more physical than us. They play more desperation. They play harder. They were getting to 50-50 basketballs. They were the aggressors. And it showed in the first 3. And then the 4th quarter, we started playing our style of basketball, able to get back, cut us to 3. Had a chance to take the lead. But when you're down, 20, and you're trying to, battle back everything, has to go right, kind of have to have a perfect storm. And we had opportunities. Then they made plays at the end, but, we just didn't come out very aggressive and physical tonight.
All right, we're going to have to put this on the poll. Are beards better than mustaches? Here's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
The mustache versus the beard. I think the beard is a cooler look. And I think guys that grow mustaches a lot of times have patchy sides for their beards, so they just stick with the mustache. But my wife appreciates the mustache trimmed up a little bit more. But she does hate the beard, too. So I guess that's a lose-lose for me.
I like a nice shaved beard. Well, not overly thick, not where, just, you know, you're ZZ Top-ish or close to it. But
Yeah.
Give me a good 70s porn stash any day of the week.
Nah.
Well, all about that.
In interest of equal time, this is the political season. Here's Gardner Minshew, his response. By the way, these two are facing each other Thursday night, in case you wonder why the media is asking silly questions. So Ryan Patrick on the Fitzpatrick on the beard. Here's Gardner Minshew and his response.
Ryan Fitzpatrick was having some fun earlier today. He was saying that beards are way cooler than mustaches because guys with mustaches have patchy sides. I just want to know if you want to maybe defend the mustache or anything today. Have a little fun.
Oh, no, man. I'll let mine speak for itself. You know, I think I've shown I can grow a beard with no patchy sides. But, you know, I'm gonna have respect for my elders, you know, especially when they're much, much elder. Be respectful.
There you go. Catch the fun on Thursday Night Football. Yep. Here's Brian Flores. He's all business. Offense needs to find an identity ASAP.
How long do you think it takes to establish and develop an offensive identity?
I mean, as soon as possible. I mean, that's what we're hoping for. I mean, the guys work hard to try to, you know, establish a run game, establish a play action game, establish a drop back game, protect the quarterback, screen game. I mean, all those things are important. You know, it does take, you know, time to get to know guys around you. I think, you know, we saw improvement from week one to week two, and hopefully that, you know, we're better, you know, 5 weeks from now than we are now. So I think that's what every team's trying to do on all three sides of the ball, and coaching as well. We're all just trying to improve and get better and just be better, get better week to week.
Okay. Very good. Speaking of head coaches, did you see your boy Bill Belichick this morning for his Wednesday press conference?
Yeah.
Look like how I feel.
He had six holes in his shirt. I mean, even for Belichick, it was... Yeah. It was pretty disheveled.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I think in all seriousness, his mom died last week. They had the game. I think Linda, his longtime girlfriend, I believe her dad passed away, and you had the James White situation, and now you're preparing for the Raiders. So,
I just wanted to have fun, and you brought it down to the dirt.
I'm just telling you. Wear shirts with holes in it?
No, it wasn't so much that. I looked at this. He looked pale. He looked really pale this morning when
disheveled.
I saw some of his pictures.
Yeah, he looked exactly like Chris Fields.
Yeah.
By the way, did you just polish off a bag of Funyuns in addition to your three sandwiches today?
I
did.
Where'd you get the Funyuns in the
vending machine?
In the machine that rips you off?
Yeah. Wow. Ended up having to drink the last half of the bag because they were all crushed.
Because they've been in there for...
Do you feel better now?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I slugged.
What's next?
32 ounces of water since the show has started.
Wow, that's a lot.
So I got to go refill one of those, and then I got this stuff that you just squirt into your drink.
The Mio, right?
It's got caffeine in it.
Yeah, be careful.
What do you mean?
Like, don't do too much. Yeah. You're going to be getting.
Don't just drink it straight out of the squeezer.
Yeah. Pace yourself.
No, I just do a little squeeze in.
That's fine.
And, you know, not too much.
No.
Not too much, but yeah, I'm trying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all I can do, right?
All right. Keep trying there, Chris. I think we should put mustache or beard on the poll, though.
I definitely got to go with beard.
I like the beard because the beard implies the mustache.
So some people just
Not a lot of people have a beard without the stache.
Andrew Luck did. The long
Elvis. Yeah.
It's kind of an 1800s look, though. That's
Andrew
where he got...
Luck went with the neck beard.
Yeah, he
which
did.
Is, you know,
yeah,
not the best, but.
Yeah. All right.
All right, I'll put it on the poll.
All right, we got Stinkers or Stunners coming up next, plus a college football quiz, so stay with us. Hour number two on a hump day Wednesday. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.